Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers and ranchers know they are part of a bigger story. They are caretakers of the land for a time, following in the footsteps of generations before them. Most farms didn't start with the current generation, and, God willing, it won't end with them either. Sustainability is personal for a farmer. They've got their hands in the dirt that previous generations before them farmed. And that soil, the lifeblood of the farm, is healthier now than ever before because of the care farmers have taken to farm better each day. Agriculture's sustainability story is one of progress, and it's not finished yet. U.S. agriculture has made great strides in the last several decades, especially when it comes to leaving a smaller footprint on the land that's farmed. American farmers 30 years ago would have needed 100 million more acres to match production today. That progress has come thanks to better seeds, technology and climate-smart farming practices that protect the soil, conserve water, retain nutrients, prevent runoff, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. In fact, U.S. agriculture contributes less than 10% to overall GHGs by industry, and we're working to get that number even lower. Farmers are also doing more to recapture carbon and convert waste into clean energy with innovative tools like methane digesters and voluntary conservation programs that preserve grasslands, forests, and wetlands. We need to do a better job of telling this story. Consumers are eager to hear from farmers and have a high level of trust in the people who grow their food. A recent survey by American Farm Bureau shows that trust has increased over this year to 88%. That's almost 9 in 10 Americans. That same survey also found that while most folks couldn't accurately identify agriculture's low impact on GHGs, their support grew when presented with the facts. More than 80% were impressed to learn that farmers have put 140 million acres in conservation programs, more than doubled renewable energy sources used on the farm, and nearly tripled food production in the last 70 years with the same or fewer resources. The public also agrees that sustainability means keeping family farms in business for generations to come, and that work of sustainability should not fall solely on the farmer's shoulders. Farmers and ranchers haven't made these impressive strides alone, and we can't move forward alone either. Investments in agricultural research and innovation will continue to be critical in taking us to the next phase of climate-smart farming. At Farm Bureau, we also know the importance of coming together across the industry and reaching outside our fence rows to partners who share our goals for strengthening sustainable agriculture. Just last week, we announced a historic alliance with organizations representing farmers, ranchers, forest owners, the food sector, state governments, and environmental advocates called the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance. The founding members are diverse, but we are united around the goal of developing and promoting voluntary, market, and incentive-based climate solutions. At the American Farm Bureau, we are proud of agriculture's sustainability story, and we believe we can continue to build on that success together. This new alliance was formed in February and has been working diligently to develop 40 recommendations built around 3 key principles. First, support voluntary, market, and incentive-based policies. Second, advance science-based outcomes. And third, promote resilience and help rural economies better adapt to changes in the climate. As momentum builds around climate action, agriculture can continue to play a positive role in reducing emissions and protecting our natural resources, and we want to lead the way in finding solutions that promote sustainability on and off the farm. Voluntary and market-based conservation efforts have a proven track record of success on and off the farm, and together we will continue to work for policies that respect farmers and support positive change. There's still much work to do, not only on climate, but on other critical issues facing rural America and the farm economy now and in the coming year. But as I reflect on harvest time, I am reminded that the seeds sown will yield a fruitful harvest. Farmers and ranchers never shy away from hard work. That perseverance has carried us through many a hard time, grown us closer as communities, and carried us on in hope of better harvests to come. The November Cattle on Feed report, which provides monthly estimates of the number of cattle being fed for slaughter, shows the number of animals on feed as of November 1 is higher than it was this time last year. The number of cattle on feed has largely followed seasonal patterns, but since August has been running above recent years' levels, according to Scott Bennett, Congressional Relations Director. Bennett said placements were 11% under those from a year ago and more significant than the 8.9% decrease estimated by analysts. This report would be considered neutral to bullish. Looking into the future, the big question mark is how much a resurgence of COVID-19 affects packing capacity. AFBF and more than 60 other organizations are urging Congress to extend tax provisions that promote biofuel production, as well as craft breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Among more than 30 temporary tax provisions, commonly known as tax extenders, set to expire at the end of the year, are a handful important to agriculture. They include tax credits for second-generation biofuel producers, tax incentives for craft breweries, wineries, and distilleries, tax credits for alternative fuel and alternative fuel mixtures, and tax credits for alternative fuel vehicle refueling property. Since 1925, Country Financial has helped protect Illinois farms. In more recent decades, Country has teamed up with county farm bureaus to deliver planning and protection updates to help Illinois farmers better prepare for the upcoming planting season and beyond. Even during a national pandemic, farmers across Illinois and the entire United States are continuing their work to support their families and feed our country. There is always uncertainty around what spring, summer, and fall may bring, but Country Financial and Macoupin County Farm Bureau remain ready to assist you through every season, even if it may need to look a little different to keep everyone safe. In mid-December, CountryFinancial.com Ag Webinars will go live and offer a growing menu of presentations and supportive information for your 2021 planning. There, you will find a library of recorded, in-depth seminars that you can watch from the comfort of your own farm. Topics include Farm Bill Updates, Country Financial Private Product Updates, Country Financial Crop Claims Review, Country Financial Precision Planning and Drone Technology Overview, and AgriVisor Market Outlook for 2021. In addition to making recorded resources available to assist you, Country and Illinois Farm Bureau will host 4 live webinars throughout January and February to provide you updated information and answer viewer questions in real time. RFD's Rita Frazier will host these 90 to 120-minute live meetings, and each session will cover crop farm bill updates, legislative updates, and provide a farm legacy planning overview. When CountryFinancial.com Ag Webinars goes live in mid-December, you will also find a link to pre-register and attend these live meetings. Choose the meeting date and time that best fits your schedule. Tuesday, January 19th at 8:30 a.m., Wednesday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Tuesday, February 9th at 4 p.m., or Thursday, February 25th at 12 p.m. While participants may not all be gathered in the same room this year at locations throughout the state, Country and Illinois Farm Bureau look forward to helping you plan for a successful 2021 crop year and beyond. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.